Blog Talk Radio.
The recording has started.
Glory to God. By any means necessary, we're just trying to get this word out. We're just trying to get this word out that Jesus loves his people, that he came, that he died. Amen, Jesus. And once we, glory be to God, make that confession unto salvation, glory to God, we now begin to walk in the newness of life, glory to God. And we want to let you know that you're not alone, but we are here. We're all here, glory to God. We're all here. No man is an island, but we give God thanks, and we bless the Lord, glory to God, that we are here to help you, to strengthen you in your walk, glory to God, to encourage you in your walk with the Lord, amen, as we all go on together, glory to God. So we bless the Lord tonight, amen. I thank God, amen, again for you, people of God. Again, go ahead, if you would, invite someone to come and be with us on tonight. Glory be to God. Invite, invite, invite. Amen. Glory to God. So tonight, people of God, prepare and bring your hearts and your minds in on tonight. Bring them in now. Glory to God. Bring them on in. Glory be to God as we prepare to go into the presence of the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. And tonight, people of God, we're going to have one of our prayer warriors on tonight who's going to come and sanctify the line for us on tonight. And then immediately after her, we're going to have our scripture reading by Sister Mary Hollins. Glory to God. In that order. God bless you, missionary fan.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The song says, my soul magnify you, Lord. And my spirit praise your name. Even death could not hold you captive. Even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. My soul doth magnify you, Lord. And my spirit praise your name. Even death could not hold you captive. Even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. My soul doth magnify the Lord. And my spirit praise his name. Even death could not hold him captive. Even in the grave, Jesus is Lord, for he is Lord. For he is Lord, for he has risen from the dead, and I know he's Lord, and every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name tonight, Lord God. Glory to your name. Father, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus, giving you the praise, the glory, and the honor, Lord God. We come to say thank you for allowing us to come back, Lord God, once again, Lord God, on this line, Lord God, to give you the praise and to hear, Father, from you, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look down upon the line, Lord God. Look down upon each and every one of us, Lord God. Lord God, from far and near, Lord God, from country to city to state. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look upon us, Lord God, and have mercy upon us tonight, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look upon us tonight, Lord God, and forgive us, Lord God, for all sin, Lord God, for all our iniquities, Lord God, for all transgressions, Lord God, for everything, Lord God, that, Lord God, may keep us, Lord God, out of your presence tonight, Lord God, even our very thoughts, Lord God, the things that we may have thought, Lord God, today that just wasn't pleasing to you. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to sanctify us, Lord God. Cleanse us up tonight, Lord God, that we may be worthy to come before your presence, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask for you tonight to create in us a clean heart. Renew that right spirit within us, Lord God, this night in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come tonight just to give you the praise, just to give you the glory, to give you the honor, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, just to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for another day, Lord God, that wasn't even promised to us, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, for just being so good and so merciful to us, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, for life, health, and strength, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, for the youth and the activity of our limbs, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, for how you blessed us to be able, Lord God, to function, Lord God, our body, our organs, Lord God, to function, Lord God, as they should, Lord God. We come to say thank you today, Lord God. We magnify you, Lord. We glorify you. We lift you up, Lord God, because if it had not been for you on our side, Lord God, we don't know where we would be, but we thank you tonight, Lord God. We glorify you tonight, Lord God. We lift you up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for putting a hedge of protection around us, Lord God, our families, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you tonight. We glorify you tonight. We lift you up, Lord God. We thank you for the little things, Lord God, that we think are so small, Lord God, but we thank you right now. We glorify you, Lord God. We appreciate you so much, Lord God. We thank you tonight, Lord God, for just being so good to us. We thank you, Lord God. We magnify you. We come, Lord God, asking you to move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God, tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We asking you this night, Lord God, to look beyond our thoughts and see our needs, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to heal, deliver, set free, sanctify, Lord God, filled with the Holy Ghost tonight, Lord God, on this mind, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help us to have ears to hear what the Spirit, Lord God, will say to us tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to move by your Spirit, Lord God, on someone on this line, Lord God. Perhaps it'll be someone, Lord God, that just need to be saved, Lord God. Someone that just need to be encouraged, Lord God. We asking you, Lord God, just to reach, Lord God, way down, Lord God, and just move on their behalf tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We know your ears are not too heavy that you can't hear, neither is your arms too short that you can't save. So we asking you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to move mightily tonight on this land, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Sanctify this, Lord God, us, Lord God, that we may be able to hear what the Spirit is saying to us tonight. Move tonight, Lord God, on Minister Bradley. Have your way, Lord God, strengthen right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Move even on the speaker tonight. Help us, Lord God, to receive what the Lord has given them, Lord God, to see to us tonight. In the name of Jesus, bless them right now. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you right now. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you up, Lord God, because truly you are worthy. And, Lord God, there is none like you, Lord God. None like you, Lord God. Even if we search, Lord God, anywhere else, we would not find none like you. And we thank you right now. We glorify you. We lift you up this day. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Master. Thank you,
Jesus. Give honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. to Evangelist Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, to our PNN advisors, to our PNN prayer warriors, and to our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 24 in its entirety. In this psalm, King David extolled God as the eternal King, the Lord of hosts. This psalm has traditionally been associated with David's relocation of the Ark of the Covenant from the house of Obed-Edom to Mount Zion, 2 Samuel 6. Psalm 24 is about the advent of human beings into the presence of God and the mutual advent of the King of Glory into the presence of those who seek the face of God. Advent from Latin Adventus, coming, in the Christian church calendar, the period of preparation of the birth of Jesus Christ at Christmas, and also a preparation for the second coming of Christ. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he had founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive a blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Salah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory, the Lord. I have read to you the entire 24th Psalm. May God have a blessing to the reader, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Amen. Amen. We are the generation that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We're seeking him. We're seeking him. We're here. We're assembled. People of God, amen. We are coming. Glory to God, amen. Coming one way, but we pray, God, that we don't leave out the same. We pray that we hear a word that will prick our hearts, a word that will illuminate our minds, that will cause our understanding to be clearer. Glory to God, as we're listening at this word, that we will be washed. We are washed by the word, that we are purified. Amen. So we thank the Lord tonight as we're seeking him. We will be found. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Jesus, right, listen, and that right early, people of God. So we bless the Lord tonight as we have come willingly into this place, willingly assembled ourselves in this place. We're not physically in the same place, but in the spirit, we're here assembled together. Amen. Don't you just feel like you're just together with the saints of the Most High? Glory be to God. Don't you just feel it? Glory to God. So we thank the Lord, amen, because truly, 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 it is by spirit. Amen. So we thank God tonight for the reading of the word. Thank God tonight for the prayer of sanctification. Again, people of God, we are so grateful for all that the Lord is doing and is about to do. We want you to go ahead again and invite a couple of people to come to the line on tonight. Come to the line. Let them know that we're live. We are live here on tonight, and we would love for them to come and be with us on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. I don't know about you, people of God, but I am excited. And when I say I'm excited, I'm excited. It is the joy of the Lord. And when I think of the goodness of the Lord, glory to God, it stirs my joy on the inside. And I tell you, I get strength. Glory to God. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Glory to God. Just thinking about the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Jesus, thinking about how he brought me out, how he brought me over, how he brought me through, just thinking about, glory to God. And I tell you, amen, it makes me happy. Amen, it makes me feel good all on the inside, all down in my sanctified soul. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord tonight, amen, as you're coming, as you're continuing to come in. Again, thank God for you that are listening, amen, on via social media or by other means rather than dialing in. We just thank God for you on tonight. We thank God for you. We thank God for you on tonight. Amen. And people of God, as we now are preparing for our word on tonight, amen, we're so grateful we're headed down there around and about Orlando. Glory to God. And I'm just going to say Metro Orlando area. Amen, Jesus. One of those little cities around there. Glory to God. But we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen, Jesus, that this young woman of God has come into our path. She's no stranger to the PNN. She has certainly been with us prior to, amen, on several occasions. So we give God thanks for her, thanking him for the sacrifice of her time. Glory to God. We just bless the Lord. Amen, Jesus. She wears many hats. Glory to God. Amen. I think the last time we were talking, she was preparing to assume the pastorship role. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. It's been a minute since we've had a chance to really sit down and talk, but we give God thanks, glory to God, and praise that wherever, glory to God, we find ourselves, that's where we should be. Amen. So we give God thanks and praise, people of God. We want you to open your hearts on tonight. We want you to open your minds on tonight, people of God, and we want you to receive this woman of God on tonight. Receive with me, Evangelist Pastor Sharma Maynard. God bless you, woman of God. Press star 6. Press star 6 and come over to our broadcast side, woman of God. Star 6. Oh, let me see if I can get you over, Evangelist. Wait a minute.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Now we can hear you. God bless you.
Okay, all right. Well, praise the Lord. God bless you all. Evangelist, God bless you. I know you've been trying to get me on for the longest time, and, you know, I keep telling you, okay, in time and time, you know, but it's a delight.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a delight to be here with you all tonight,
yes.
And it's even more so delightful when God is speaking for us to really walk in the obedience of what he is saying in this time. And during a time of COVID, there is so many things that God has downloaded in my spirit for the body of Christ. And sometimes I have to be extremely careful of when to share and when to wait on God to do the sharing. And I feel like this is one of the times he has released me with this particular word. And the reason why I think it's really important for this time to come out to intercessors and prayer warriors and those that are really seeking God, not just to move into levels, but to move in dimension. And it is important for us to know that it is facilitated through the foundation of prayer. If we cannot find ourselves praying and seeking him with our whole heart, our whole soul, our whole might, we would not begin to see or shift with that which he is saying for us to do in this time. Everything has changed. If we notice that the world has beginning to embrace the change except the church is still wanting to hold on to the all instead of move into that which God has shifted us into. Therefore, we cannot have service like we used to. We cannot operate like we used to. We have to shift with what God is saying for us to do in this time. I've been telling folks, and I'm going to be telling y'all, I don't know if it's a prophetic word or what it is, but I'm telling you that there is a global shaking that is going to come to the nations, and that is designed by God. So let me go into the scripture for time's sake, and I don't want to be too long because I want us to really tap in to prayer and really seek God because he is dependent. I don't know, I think was evangelist, how many years God put this on your heart to do, but it's designed. It's for a reason because this is the time where we really need to be praying. We really need to be fasting and seeking God's face. So let me read for you just briefly for Matthew chapter 9. And for the sake of time, I'm just going to read verses 16 and 17. And this is one of the things that he has, you know, so profoundly speaking in my spirit. He said, no one sews a patch of unshrink cloth on an old garment, for the patch pull away from the garment, making the tear worse. Neither do people pour new wine into old wineskins. If they do, the skin will burst. The wine runs out, and the wineskin will be ruined. No, they pour new wine into new wineskin, and both are preserved. Amen to the reading of that word. This is Jesus that is speaking this parable. I believe that we are walking into a season of shift. God has been speaking to us in a way that he has never spoken in time. And during the pandemic or the epidemic that we are still going through, there is going to be a global shaking. The pandemic was not God, but God permitted to happen for a reason. This shaking and this shifting is going to reveal the foundation on which the church stands. It will expose the type of house we have built. A house built on rock, and when the rain comes, and the streams rose and the winds blow and beat against that house, it will not fall because the foundation is built on a rock. He also said, or are you built on sand that when the rain comes and the stream rose and the winds blow and beat against the house, it will fall with a great crash. And this is taken from Matthew chapter 7. When there's shaking, this global shaking that is about to take place, it will tell who you are. Are you a name brand Christian, or are you a true believer of Christ? It will reveal and expose how you are built. COVID-19 or the pandemic was designed to bring about a shifting in the body of Christ. God was trying to get us to prepare for that which is about to come. He is releasing a cleansing judgment upon his house that will prepare us for one of the greatest outpouring of the Holy Spirit on this planet Earth that we have never witnessed before. We have seen great moves of God. We have seen and heard and read of different eras of how God moves and miracles that has been performed. but that which in this end time God wants him to do on this planet Earth is going to be far greater than that. And there is a remnant that he has left in the land that has not bowed. A lot of people are bailing out. A lot of people are failing. A lot of people are getting discouraged because of what's happening around us. But there is a remnant that God has that will stand and comfort and encourage that which he is going to be doing in time to come. And my brothers and my sisters, it is soon. In the midst of this global crisis, the stage is being set for the end time church to arise in glory. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, we have been talking about the presence of God. Yes, we are in the presence of God. As a matter of fact, when we look at the different trees and the ocean and the sky and the stars, that is the presence of God. And at times we feel his presence within us. Well, where he is trying to take us is into glory. Glory is where manifestation comes. Glory and fire where power comes. Glory where you begin to operate beyond your natural and you move into the supernatural power of God. He is trying to get us into glory. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. We have got to, however, stop trying to put all wine or an old cloth, attach it to a new cloth. We have got to shift with that which God is doing. The Bible tells us in Matthew 9, after the question was asked, how is it that John's disciple and the disciples of the Pharisees are fasting, but you are not fasting, or your disciples are not fasting? Well, the kind of man Jesus was, he always would use the natural to bring out a lesson to show them what he is really talking about so that they can understand. So he used two parables. The first one, Jesus said, can the friends of the bridegroom moan as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the day will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast. In other words, Jesus was saying, I am here. I am the bridegroom. I am teaching them. I am preparing them. I am doing all that they need to get that when I leave, then they will be able to fast and pray. And then he used another parable, and he says, no one put a piece of unshrink cloth on an old garment, old wineskin, or can put it in new wine. What Jesus is trying to say, or he is trying to declare, he is trying to declare change. He's trying to declare something new. Discard that which is old. You can't put all new things on something old. It is about time of change. It's about time of shifting. Yes, I know for the last 15, 20, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, we have adapted to a certain system of how we do things. But God is saying that the time has come where I am shifting the body of Christ, because that which I am doing, you cannot do it on the norm. My brothers and sisters, you cannot pray like normal. You have to move and pray in the realm of the Spirit and hit the target. You have to move with discernment.
trying to tell them and let them know that under the old system that was in effect for about 1,400 years, the system that he gave to Moses while he was in the wilderness, that they will worship the custom that they had, that they will worship and they will do things. But he is saying, here, I am right in the midst of you. I have come down now that things can be shifted in the realm of the spirit. Jesus was trying to say to them, the old covenant has served its purpose. The old time tradition has served its purpose. But there is a time coming where there is a new covenant. The new covenant is here. The kingdom of God is here. He has brought back the kingdom where we have lost dominion from when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden. But he came to restore back that kingdom, that new covenant he has brought back to us, that we don't operate based on what we hear or feel, but we move into a deeper level of movement in him. My brothers and sisters, we cannot all whine anymore into a new wineskin bottle. There must be a change. There must be a transformation. There must be a metamorphosis. We cannot move the same like we used to move. There must be new vision. There must be new revelation. There must be new tongues. There must be new direction. There must be new understanding. If we would tell the truth, we have not spoken in another tongues, but the tongues we spoke over 20 years, and there are levels and dimension in tongues. There are levels and dimensions in visions and revelation. God is trying to let us know through the power of the Holy Spirit that he has bring a new covenant. This is why he said, I must go back to the Father, that the Holy Ghost can come. He will be our guide. He will be our counselor. He will be the one that will direct us in this time and in this season. You see, the Pharisees and John's disciples, they had a ritual in fasting. It wasn't like God ordained the fast. Every week they will fast, maybe twice or three times a week. And they brought themselves where they think, well, okay, we are doing the right thing. We are religious. So hear the question in Jesus. Well, are we fast? And John's disciple fast, but how come your disciple is not fasting? And Jesus had to turn to them and let them know that you can't take a piece of old cloth. And some of you, if you know exactly what Jesus is talking about, when you take something old and try to place it on the new, it does not work. The condition of the move of God comes from a heart of prayer and seeking him in dedication and submitting ourselves in sanctification, hallelujah, and consecration, making ourselves holy to come into his presence. Today we are still trying, even all that the shifting that he is doing, we are still trying to patch all garments and put all wines into new wineskin bottles, our own religious observation, our own traditional ways. We're still forcing to see if it will work. And Jesus is saying, no, it cannot work that way. And bringing a newness unto you. Paul affirmed to us in Hebrews 8, 7 and 13. He said, for if that first covenant, and I want you to hear me good. He said, for if that first covenant had been faultless, then no place would have been sought for a second one. Because finding fault with them, he said, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel, with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they did not continue in my covenant. And I will disregard them, says the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, says the Lord, I will put my law in their mind and write them on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. None of them shall teach his neighbor, and none his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the last of them to the greatest of them. In that he says, a new covenant he has made. The first is oblique, or the first is disregarded. And this is taken from Hebrews 8, 7 to 13. Hear what Jesus, Paul is saying through Jesus. He said, if the first covenant was faultless, then I wouldn't have to come with a second one. My brothers and sisters, when we try to put new wine into old wineskin, the Bible tells us that the wineskin will be ruined, because when wine gets fermented, it expands. And since the old wineskin would already be stretched to its limit, the new wine will tear the seams. New wine must go into new wineskin bottles. A new move of God, a new shift of God is here. Our man-made doctrine and our familiarities and our church attendance is not working anymore. Our 2 minutes worship and our 2 minutes prayer and our 20-minute sermons is not going to cut it with God. We need to go deeper. We need to move into the newness of what he is calling of us in this time, so that we can see the manifestation and the power being demonstrated before our very eyes. I don't know about you, but I am telling you, I am tired of church. I am tired of the way our programs are going. There are times God is not in it. And this is the time that we allow him to be God in our service. The Holy Ghost is many times begging to come in, but because we have a set program, we would not let him in. Oh, my brothers and sisters, this is a new era. This is a new shifting, and the pandemic has brought about this shifting for the church, but we are still forcing the old wine and the old garment in, and God is saying, I'm trying to do something new with my body. Don't you realize, my brothers and sisters, and this can only come about when we fervently get ourselves in prayer with God and move the heaven realm. I find myself when I'm praying unto him, asking him to come into his courts of heaven. Father, I just want to come right where you are and commune with you and talk with you. This is what he's trying to get us to come as close as we can to him, that he will reveal to us in this time and in this era that which he wants us to do. Listen to what the scripture says in 2 Corinthians 3, 7 to 11. It says that the old way with laws designed in stone led to death, though it been with such glory, though it begins, with such glory that the people of Israel could not bear to look at Moses' face, for his face shone with the glory of God. And even though the brightness was already fading away, shouldn't we expect, my brothers and sisters, listen to this, shouldn't we expect far greater glory under the new way? My God, now that the Holy Ghost is giving life, if the old way which brings condemnation was glorious, how much more glorious is the new way which makes us right with God? In fact, that first glory was not glorious at all compared to the overwhelming glory of the new way, my God. So if the old way, which has been replaced, was glorious, how much more glorious is the new, which remains forever? My God, my brothers and sisters, do you understand what the Spirit of God is saying through his word here? The old way, yes, was glorious, but oh God, he said there is a greater, far glorious way that he has for us in this time. My brothers and sisters, John's disciples and the Pharisees were caught up with the old cloth, the old way, the old wineskin, and the new was standing right in front of them, and they did not even realize it. Jesus is the new covenant that came with the Holy Ghost to do the shifting and the changing of our time today. The shift took place in our time several years ago, and we are still not embracing that shift. So God brought the pandemic, hoping that this pandemic will give us or show us that, hey, I'm trying to shift you into a new dimension. How are we going to move in greater works if we keep putting old wine into new wineskin bottles? Oh, God allowed this pandemic to open some of our eyes. Some got it. Some leaders got it, but the majority did not get it, my brothers and my sisters. The kingdom of God cannot be successfully put into an old religious system. Jesus came to restore back that kingdom to us, that we can walk in dominion power. My God, that when we speak, the very demons of hell must tremble and fall to the command that God has put through us. My God, there is a spiritual shifting in the realm of the spirit, designing us to operate in a far more greater dimension of God's power. I am calling you the prayer warriors and intercessors. There has been demonic agents that has been bombarding the airways to block and stop and hinder the new wave of God that is coming. They're trying to discourage, and never a time I have spoken to so much discouraged people, and they feel like they can't go on. Satan is discouraging the way. Oh, but the Bible tells us that we must watch and pray. Watch and pray and pray without ceasing. Hallelujah, for the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. This is the time for us to call for a prayer revival, that everybody fall on their faces, my God, and seek the face of the Lord. Prayer is one of our biggest weapons against the enemy and the demonic horse from hell. Therefore, our prayer must be effective. It must be fervent. God is calling us, the church of the living God, out of their weak and a low state, and calling us up to a higher level prayer and his power. The more we pray in him, the more we seek him, is the more levels of power and dimension we are going to move and operate. Oh, my brothers and sisters, there is a spiritual awakening that is coming here on this planet Earth. God is calling us. He's calling us into more time of prayer and fasting. It says in Thessalonians 5, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. Come on, my brothers and sisters, let us get mature. Hallelujah. Things are going to come our way. We're going to face some hardship, but he said in all circumstances, hallelujah, give thanks unto God, praying, hallelujah. And it tells us not just praying, but praying in the Holy Ghost, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Colossians 4 and 2 tells us, devote yourself to prayer, being watchful and being thankful. Mark 11 and 24 tells us, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, hallelujah, we cannot do it without prayer. He said, believe that you have received it, my God, and it will be yours. Hallelujah. It says in Jeremiah 29, it tells us, then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you, my God. He tells us in Psalms 145 and 18, the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. Oh, hallelujah. Jeremiah 33 and 3 tells us, call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. My brothers and sisters, do you not understand that when we come to God in prayer, things that the enemy is cooking up against us and things that he are putting against us, God will show us the unsearchable things. He will open up our eyes. He will bring vision. He will bring revelation. But it comes through prayer. Let us stop trying to put all things into the new, what God is doing in this time. He tells us in Psalms 108 and verse 28, it says, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distress. My God, he said, many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver them out of them all. Come on, folks. Don't let the enemy get you scared and frightened. And because you see what's happening, do you not know that in this global shaking, there's going to be a global famine? Yeah, the food is going to become so expensive and some things are going to become so scarce. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Come on, we got to stand up like soldiers. We got to stand up like men and women of God. And we've got to command the enemy and come against these forces that is fighting against us. Come on, prayer warriors. Come on, intercessors. Don't get weary. Don't get tired. Hallelujah. This is the time to arise. I'd like to rise up early. I rise up at 4 o'clock in the morning when everything is still still and there is so much peace. I would rise up to talk with the Lord. Come on, prayer warriors and intercessors. It's not just meeting on this line so that we can have a time of prayer. Hallelujah. Your true test of prayer is when this line is shut down and nobody is on the line, but it's you and God. Hallelujah. He said in Ephesians 6 and 18, he says, praying always with all prayer and supplication. Here it is, in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Oh, my brothers and my sisters, it is time. It is time for us. This is no play time. This is no time for us to feel like, oh, God, well, we are part of this and we're doing this and we're doing that. This is a time for us to truly get down in prayer, because the hell, all the hosts of hell has risen up and the devil is not relenting. He is not stopping. He is not backing back. Hallelujah. And when we pray, we got to pray some warfare prayer, because the enemy is coming up in us and warring against us and fighting against us. He's fighting your health. He's fighting your finance. He's fighting everything that belongs to you, your children, your husband, your home. He just fighting on every hand. Come on, my prayer warriors and my intercessors. You've got to encourage yourself like David did. Yes, you will cry, because David gave us a cry, because all that belongs to him was taken away, and he gave us a cry. But in the same meantime, David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Come on, you got to encourage yourself. Hallelujah. You let the devil know who you are. You are a child of God, belong to the kingdom of God. And when you are in the kingdom of God, God has given us power and dominion in the kingdom. Come on, somebody. You are heir to Abraham. Hallelujah. And heir to Jesus Christ. And if you are heir, you got the power, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. Come on, prayer warriors. Come on, intercessors. My God, let us not go back into the old way, but ask God to show us the way that we should go in this time and in this season. I am challenging you by the power of God. I am challenging you tonight. Please don't retreat back and stop trying to put that off, that new wine that God has given us for this time back into our old wineskin bottle. It's not going to work. It's going to burst. and all the wine is going to be ruined. It is time, my brothers and sisters, time, my prayer warriors, that we move into a higher unchallenged with God. Come on, this is serious time. This is time where somebody, a remnant of people, is going to have to encourage some folks, because there's going to be so many things that is going to take place in this earth. You have to encourage somebody. You have to share your food with somebody. You have to put somebody in and take care of them, because God is going to bless your house. Hallelujah. When you do God's bidding, he will bless your house. He will give you an abundance that you will be able to help somebody else. And in the meantime, witness Jesus Christ, and we will see one of the greatest harvests that ever take place on earth will take place. You think 3,000 was a lot of people? Maybe in Peter days. But what God is about to do is way far beyond above and above every 3,000. Come on, somebody. It's a greater level of move, but it comes through your prayer. And you've got to pray some warfare prayer against the enemy. Can I share this briefly with you? And evangelist, I'm almost done. Can I share this briefly with you? In my prayer time, I was reading a scripture in, I believe it was Isaiah 10. And God began to speak to me about the Assyrian spirit, oh God, that is on the land. And that same Assyrian spirit is the spirit that is going to manifest through the Antichrist. Folks, what's happening in Russia with the Ukrainians? Don't get sidetracked. Russia is not a part of it. The Ukrainian is not a part of it. You got to look at the countries that are surrounding Israel. And the Syria is one of them. Iraq is one of them that is surrounding Israel, that is going to rise up against Israel. There is a Syrian spirit that is in the land. And this spirit is identical to the spirit of the Antichrist. If I knew I was going to talk about this, I would have my notes, but I don't have all the information here for you. The next time I might do that. But that spirit, we got to pray against, prayer warriors. I remember calling an intercessor when the Lord gave it to me. It was fresh back then in my mind. And I called a prayer warrior and I said, listen, you all need to focus your prayer on the Assyrian spirit. There's an Assyrian spirit in the land. Hallelujah. And it's going to come in disguise. It's going to come friendly. It's going to come real nice, you know, like a python snake. It's going to come real nice and friendly. And it's going to catch a lot of us off guard. I said, it's in the land. My God, these are some things that we need to go in the realm of the spirit for God to show us some things that are happening in the realm of the spirit that is taking place that we can't see in the natural, so that we can pray and come up against them in the name of Jesus. Remember, it's not your brother and sister. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us, and Father in God, as I come down tonight, I want to pray for your people, my God, that they can understand the shift that has taken place. Oh, God, once again, I come, God, in your presence. You are the Most High God. Hallelujah. And if you are here with me, you may not be able to unmute your mic, but I want you to pray. Pray with me right now. Oh, God, you come. You are the most powerful man that has ever walked the face of this earth. You are Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of the Living God. Oh God, I come to you once more, and I pray tonight that your people will understand and discern in the spirit the new wine that, oh God, you have placed within them, God, but it can't go in to an old wine skin bottle. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, help them to understand. We are coming up against some dark times. We are coming up against some evil times. But, oh God, you promise that there's a remnant of people that you have in reserve. Oh, glory be to God, that will rise up in that time. And that, oh God, they will encourage, they will strengthen, they will feed, they will bless your people, my God. Oh God, they said in your word, hallelujah, that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness, my God, of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places that we are coming up against, my God. That's why we got to understand the shift that has taken place. And Father, you said in your word, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of the stronghold. Oh, glory be to God. Father, you tell us in your word, Matthew 11 and 12, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been subjected to violence, and the violent people have been raiding it, my God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. But there is a remnant of people that will arise in your name. Father, according to your word, in Matthew 18 and 18, you tell us that whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Oh God, you tell us in your word, Matthew 12 and 29, how can anyone enter into a strong man's house and take or carry off his possession unless he first tie up or bind up the strong man? My God, tonight, under the authority that you have given us, we bind the strong man that is trying to rule and discourage your children, oh God, from going forward, my God. Some is getting weak. Some is getting tired. Some is getting weary. But, oh God, tonight, under the authority of your word, we bind first the strong man in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we come against every forces of darkness. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I pray against the forces, my God, that is coming up in this land, coming up against the church, the body of Christ, the leaders, the pastors, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the teachers, the missionaries, the lay people, my God, is coming up against them, trying to discourage them. Your people, my God, I bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. I cast it out in the name of Jesus. Oh God, you tell us in your word, in Matthew 24, when the disciples ask you for a sign at the end time, my God, you tell them about deception. God, if ever a time we have seen deceptive spirits, it's now, my God, in the name of Jesus. We are intercessors and prayer warriors. My God, we come against the spirit of deception that, my God, is destroying your people, that is blinding your people. They're so blind that they can't even see their wrong ways. In the name of Jesus, I come against that spirit. I come against the spirit of sorcery. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, that, oh God, is hindering your people. My God, I'm blocking your people. I rebuke every unclean spirit that is attempting to operate operate in the lives of your people. In the name of Jesus, I bind and I rebuke all demonic reinforcement sent by Satan to attack your people, my God. In the name of Jesus, I bind the prince of the power of the air. I bind the powers of darkness that is trying to control the airways with viruses and filth and disease and violence in the land and witchcraft in the land. In the name of Jesus, I bind all spiritual wickedness in high places. I destroy the idols, my God, that is set up in the land. In the name of Jesus, I remove every satanic altar in the name of Jesus that has been erected in high places, my God, in different areas and different countries and different nations. In the name of Jesus, I come up against them, my God. Father, in Jesus' name, let us possess the gates of the enemy. In Jesus' name, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church and your people. In the name of Jesus, every enemy in the gate we come against tonight, oh God, cut down. In Jesus' name, let every familiar spirit and every wizard spirit be removed out of the land in the name of Jesus, so that your children can praise you and embrace that which you are bringing for them. Every spirit of idolatry that has been set up in the land, in the name of Jesus, you are the only one and true God that we are going to worship, that we live for, my God. And at this time where they're celebrating Halloween, my God, all kind of spirits going out on the land, my God, the intercessors and the prayer warriors will arise in this time and come against every spirit that has been set up in this time, oh God, to bring down. My God, we stand against it tonight in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And God, you promise, my God, that as you was with Moses, so you will be with us, and we should not be afraid. You said you will never leave us, nor will you forsake us. Hear us tonight, or hear me tonight, God, as I pray for your people, as we begin to embrace that which, the new wine that you have set forth to us, my God, in the name of Jesus, let it be done according to your word. And oh God, we give you praise and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Adonai, we call you. Adonai, we call you. El Shaddai, we call you. Elohim, we call you tonight. You are the omnipotent God. Unlimited is your power. You are omniscient, my God. You know everything. You are omnipresent, my God. You are everywhere. Oh God, the Yeshua, Amashiach, the Messiah. Oh God, we pray, my God, that you will come down to us tonight. Oh God, and everyone that is on this line, whatever their needs are, my God, according to thy will and according to thy way. Oh God, I pray in Jesus' name that you will touch them by your power and might. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen and amen.
Holy Ghost. Glory to God. People of God, we have heard the word on tonight. We have heard this word on tonight. Glory to God. There's a global shifting taking place. God is truly yes, God, he's moving by his spirit, people of God, and we must get in the move. Glory to God. The woman of God began to declare to us on tonight, no more, the same old way. No more, no more. We've heard no more church as usual. No more worship as usual. Glory be to God. But we got to know, glory to God, what this new thing is. Glory to God. We got to know what this new thing is that God is doing. Glory to God. No time to be left behind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No more, no more lax. No more being lazy. Glory to God. But God is calling us on tonight. Hey, hey. Woo, God is calling us on tonight. Glory be to God. Come, come. Come, people of God. Come. Hey, God. Come, come, come tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, glory to God. Hallelujah. And we should be saying yes on tonight. Oh, glory to God as this word begin to go forth. Hallelujah. Our answer should have been yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Mm. Woo, shama mama, yeah, God. Woo, glory to my heart, say God. Mm. Glory to God, woman of God. Yeah, oh, glory to God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory to God, woman of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are you going to take prayer requests on tonight? Yes, God. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Glory to God, woman of God. Gloria Mokoshiha. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Perhaps there's someone on the line tonight. Glory to God. They are ready for this shift. Glory to God. The presence of the Lord is already here. The glory. Hey. Woo. Hiya. 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 Woo. The glory. The glory. The glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord. Glory to God. Woman of God. We're going to release the platform back to you. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, glory.
Yeah, Lord. Is there any prayer request? Is there any prayer request? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We take in prayer requests. If I go back into prayer. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, glory, Abba.
Father, in Jesus' name, oh, God, I focus, my God, on your intercessors tonight,
Shababa.
Your prayer warriors tonight. Oh, God, you would not believe. As I was praying, just praying a little while ago and praying against the forces of darkness, I see a light flashing. I am on the porch. I'm on my porch, and I see a light flashing. And a man came up to my back door porch, and he said, ma'am, and he interrupted me when I was just coming to the end, and I put my phone on mute, and he said, the neighbor called me and said, they see people running around the place here. I said, no, sir, I haven't seen anything, nothing running around here. You see, the enemy comes and he tries to bring distraction and try to make you think that there's things. She's seeing things and there is nothing. I said, whatever she's seeing, I don't know, sir, but I ain't seeing a thing that is wrong here. Amen. Listen, folks, the devil's not playing. He is not playing. My God. Father, I pray. I pray for you to Jesus. I pray, my God, that you will give them stamina. You will give them strength. You will give them courage, oh God. Father, that they will fall on to the horns of your altar. And oh God, they will seek you, my God. Not like the norm, oh God. Take them into a new dimension in you. Take them, oh God, higher in you, oh God. You are Jehovah. You are their shepherd, my God. You are Jehovah El Gabor, my God. You are the mighty God. Yeah, mighty God, oh God. You are Jehovah Shammah, the Lord that is present with them. Help them to not fearful, but oh God, pray in boldness and with the authority that you have given unto them, oh God, that you will rise up, dear Father, in the name of Jesus. This should be a time that we see miracles take place in the body of Christ. It's a time we see, my God, where mighty works are acted through your word, my God. Let it be done. Raise up your intercessors. If there is any among us that is sick, and oh God, the body needs healing. Oh God, when our body is sick and weak, my God, we cannot pray like we used to. So I pray for every sick body. I pray for every weak body, my God. In the name of Jesus, you will strengthen them as they rise up to pray, oh God, in this season and this time. God, I pray, oh God, for Evangelist Annette, my God. Thank you for the vision that you have given unto her, oh God, to reach nations, my God. Even all through Africa, oh God, has been on this prayer line. In the name of Jesus, we will see nations, and deliverance will come to individuals. We don't even have to go where they are, but the Holy Ghost will go where they are and touch them and transform them in the power and in your might, my God. That we all we will hear is the news that somebody was delivered, somebody was saved, somebody was healed, somebody God provided a job, somebody God opened up a door for. My God, you're calling us to reach the nations. But that shaking that is coming is going to be global. Every nation is going to be touched by it, my God. So you are rising, raising us up, my God, to touch nations in the name of Jesus. Bless them, my God. Help her not to get weary and not to get tired, oh God, but she will arise, oh God, with power in her hands and power in her feet, power in her mouth, power in her belly, my God, to carry the mandate of the gospel of Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus. And all those that surrounding her, my God, the bishops and our pastors and our leaders, oh God, they will walk with her. They will strengthen her hand. They will hold it up, my God, as she tried to take this word out to the nations. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, oh God, that an unprecedented anointing will rest on your servant, my God, that she would not operate, my God, the way that she used to, but God, show her the newness that is coming, my God. Fresh fire, fresh anointing, fresh oil rest upon her and those that, oh God, is walking with her. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God, she is into your hands. Oh God, surround her with your presence, your glory, your fire, your anointing, my God, surround her with it, my God, as she go forth in this time, in the name of Jesus. Bless each and every one of your people on this prayer line tonight. I pray, oh God, that you will do a work within them, that their heart will desire to come running after you, oh God, for the new wine, my God, that you have made provision for them. My God, come running hard after God. He's got something new for you. You don't have to go back to the old way. My God, he has something fresh for you. Oh, God, grant it unto them as they seek you. My God, the quality of a prayer comes, my God, when we remain in you and your word remain in us, my God. We have to have relationship in you, my God, that whatever we ask for, because we'll be asking in your name. Oh God, help us tonight. Let your divine blessings and favor be upon your people right now in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. I give you thanks and I give you praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Praise your name. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, God. Glory to God. And we embrace. Oh, God, we embrace. We embrace. Glory to God. The new thing on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we just want to open up the lines. We just want to open up the lines right now. Glory to God. Hey, 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 hey. Ha. Woo. Hallelujah, yobo. Glory to God. We just want to open up the lines right now, people of God. Glory to God. And we just want to give God a praise. Glory to God. Give him a praise. Ha, ya, ya. Woo, gloria mamasa. Ha, ya, ha. Glory to God. We just want to give him a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God for what we've heard. Glory to God. Come on and lift those voices on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on and lift those voices. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Let the soul cry out unto the Lord. Let the
conqueror
of the Most High, oh God, Bahaya, oh, for the new thing, for the new thing. Glory to God for the new thing. Glory to God for the new thing he's doing in this hour. Glory to God. Come on and cry out tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, Yamosekanamahaya. Hallelujah. For the glory, the glory. Hallelujah. The glory that is resting in the earth in this hour. The glory, hallelujah, that is resting in this hour. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, come on and lift them tonight. Oh, come on and lift them tonight. Come on and lift them tonight. Hallelujah. Come on and embrace this word. Embrace this word with the praise on tonight. Embrace this word. Come on and embrace this word. Hallelujah, with the praise on tonight. Hallelujah, glory of all God. Father, that whatever you're doing, glory to God, don't do it without me. Hallelujah. Don't do it without the Lord. Come on and cry out unto him tonight. Hallelujah, that we will come under the divine
alignment. Glory to God of what God is saying on tonight. Divine alignment on tonight. This is the night of divine alignment on tonight. We got to be cognizant, people of God. Hallelujah. We got to be purposeful. We got to be purposeful. Glory to God. Purposeful in our praise. Hallelujah. Not just praising to be praising, but praising him with an understanding. Glory to God. Praising him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That the praise of God would rise up in our being. Glory to God. In our belly. God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that our praise, hallelujah, our praise, glory to God, is a weapon, our prayer, glory to God, is a weapon against the enemy on tonight. Glory to God, we bless God, higher, higher. Hey, God, hallelujah. We've got to know, people of God, hallelujah, even as the woman of God began to say, glory to God, this pandemic, I was just talking with a prophet this morning, glory be to God, self-same thing, self-same word, glory to God, the man of God was saying the same thing, glory be to God, the same thing, glory to God, that this glory, hallelujah, this glory, people of God, glory to God. We got to let God be God. We got to let God be God in us. Glory to God. Let God express himself in us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. No more holding back. Glory to God. No more holding back, people of God. Hallelujah. We got to be purposeful. We got to be purposeful. Glory to God in our prayer, in our praise, in our devotion. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Even as the man of God was saying this morning, the Lord is calling us up higher. He's calling us up higher. Glory to God. Even this word tonight, the Lord is calling us up higher. Glory to God. Yeah. Woo, God, we cannot remain in the same place. Glory to God. We cannot remain in the same place. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But we must go on to perfection. We must go on, glory to God, to apprehend that. To apprehend him. Glory be to God, which has apprehended us. Glory to God. So we bless God on tonight. Glory to God. We bless God on tonight for this word, this word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. People of God, it is truly, truly a clarion call. Truly it's a clarion call. Glory to God. Amen. Jesus, the Lord has been telling us. The Lord has been showing us what he's doing in the earth. Glory be to God. And people of God, we got to receive it. We got to embrace it. No more standing on the surface. But truly it's time to launch out in the deep. Glory to God, even as the woman of God began to declare the spirits that have been released in the earth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But we don't have to fear. We don't have to fear, for truly the greater is on the inside. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We got to shift now. We got to turn. Glory be to God. And even if we don't know what that looks like, glory to God, let's trust him. We just got to trust God. We just got to trust him. Glory to God. Be led by him. Glory to God. He's going to do some unorthodox things. Glory to God. In our lives and in us. Glory to God. Some things, glory be to God. Hallelujah. That you've not even thought of. Some things that you've not even seen. Glory be to God. But are we not the sons of God? Hallelujah. Can he not
do with us that he will. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And my heart says yes on tonight. My heart, my soul says yes on tonight. Glory be to God. To the shifting, to all that the Lord is doing. To all, hey, woo, shaya, ya. To all that the Lord is saying on tonight. Glory be to God. People of God, we have nothing else to lose. We might as well go all the way in. Glory to God. We saw this world before the pandemic. We saw the world during the pandemic. Glory to God. Now, glory to God, we're seeing, glory be to God, what the enemy is doing. But we give God thanks and we give God praise that he brought us to this line. He brought us to this word on tonight. Glory be to God. Perhaps you've even heard it somewhere else. Glory, line upon line, precept upon precept. But the Lord is causing us to see, causing our eyes to become open, the eyes of our heart, our vision, our understanding to come open, people of God. Glory be to God. And not just open to be open, but open to change, to the new thing that God is doing in the earth. We just bless the Lord tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless the Lord tonight. Glory, 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 glory. We bless God for this word on tonight. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. Truly, the Lord, hallelujah, has visited us on tonight. And we just thank God. Amen. For you, woman of God, we thank God. Hallelujah. We thank God for you on tonight, as always, for availing yourself, glory to God, to give to us, glory to God, what the Lord is saying in this hour. So we bless him tonight. Glory to God. We bless him. We thank him tonight. Glory to God. And we just want to, glory to God, lift, amen, you before the Lord on tonight. Glory to God, before we give the platform back on to you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. People of God, we just want to let you know, amen, Jesus, glory to God, truly, again, the Lord has visited us on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank God for you, woman of God. We thank you, thank you, thank you on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Thank God for the text messages that are already coming in. We thank God for you. Amen, Jesus, for those prayer requests. Glory to God. We just bless the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Will you tonight, glory to God, lift, amen, Jesus, with me as we lift the woman of God. Glory to God. Father, hallelujah, Moshe. Woo, kaya, hallelujah, Moshe. Woo, glory to God, Father. Woo, kananaba, yabosababa. Woo, kanama, glory to God, Father. We thank you. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Glory to God. Thank you for your visitation tonight. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We praise you on tonight. We thank you for the stirring on tonight. We thank you for the shifting on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, for all that you've done. We're thanking you for the paradigm shift. We thank you for the shift within our spirit on tonight. In our presence. Precious name, oh glory, I must say, God, we give you thanks, we give you praise, Father, even tonight, 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 Father, we're lifting our servant before you, your servant, oh God, before you on tonight, Father, we're asking that you look upon her, we're asking that you will look upon her now, almost, in our precious name, oh glory to God, Father, we're asking that you will touch her now, Father, touch her inner body, touch her, glory to God, Father, asking that you will restore the virtue. Glory to God that, hey, oh God, the virtue, oh God, that she's given out to your people. We're asking that you will restore. We're asking that you will breathe upon her tonight. In thy precious name, glory to God. Father, cause your glory to rest upon her even the more. In thy precious name, oh God, cause your blood to cover, Father, and shield her tonight. Shield her from the hand and the plan of the enemy. Shield her tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're asking that you will shield her. Shield her, God, everything that concerns her. Shield her tonight. In the precious name, God, in
precious name, Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for what you're doing in her. We thank you are tonight. Thank you for blessing her ministry. We thank you tonight. Thank you, glory to God. Oh, Father, everything that God, that she will set her hands to, we give you thanks. We give you praise in the name of Jesus. Father, and as she ascends, oh, God, as you take her higher, oh, God, we thank you, glory to God. Thank you for your revelation knowledge. Thank you, glory to God, for your word of wisdom. We thank you tonight. Glory to my God. Oh, God, your word of wisdom tonight. Word of knowledge on tonight. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Oh, God, how you know most, God. We thank you for giving our high speed to walk on the high places. We give you thanks. Hey, go the most, God. We thank you tonight. Thank you for the new ground. Thank you. Oh, God, even in this shifting, we're thanking you, glory to God. We're thanking you, oh, God, even, Mama. Oh, God, hear the letter of the Messiah. Father, even those things that she has upon the altar, even those things, oh, God, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight for answers. We thank you for the answers. Thank you for the shifting glory to God of the answers on tonight. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Thank you for what you've done through your servant tonight. Thank you, glory to God. We thank you, God, we thank you for your glory. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your manifestation tonight. Father, now we forbid backlash of the enemy. Oh, God, we forbid it tonight. We forbid it tonight as sons of God. We forbid it tonight in the precious name of Jesus. We forbid retaliation on tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Eva, hey, God, cover her, shield her. Oh, God, cover everything that concerns her. Cover her family, oh, God. Everything, God. Emo say, oh, God, the far, the near. Father, cover, we pray in that precious name, Jesus. And, Father, we bless you. We glorify you now. Thank you for causing your face to shine upon your servant. Thank you for blessing us going out and not coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. We give you thanks. Hey, God. We give you praise. Hey, God, for your covering, your blood covering. We thank you tonight. And, Father, we declare tonight, so it is. So it is in Jesus' mighty name. Hey, oh, God, in every heart tonight. Every heart tonight. Hey. Oh, God, every heart tonight say amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Amen on tonight. Ha ha. Yeah, hey, 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 shaha. Ooh, glory to evil, shay God. Holy ah. Ooh, Holy Ghost, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you tonight. Glory to God, hallelujah. We again give God thanks, we give God praise on tonight. Glory be to God, amen, Jesus. And people of God, if you would, amen, desire, glory to God, to sow into the woman of God's ministry on tonight. Glory to God, woman of God, once you grace the platform again, amen, Jesus, you can just give your Cash App, amen, or however, glory to God, you would receive, amen, Jesus, love offerings on tonight. Glory to God, just let us know that, amen, Jesus, glory to God, and those that so desire, amen, those that so desire, amen, to be a blessing, you can on tonight, amen, glory be to God, amen. We are here live on tonight, we are live on tonight, people of God, this word, hallelujah, as they would say, hot off the press, amen, live. So we give God thanks and we give God praise, glory to God, and we want to give in this anointing. We want to give in this anointing, amen, Jesus, glory be to God. So woman of God, amen, glory to God, we're going to shift now and we're going to give the platform back to you. Do let us know, amen, Jesus, I know,
amen, you are looking towards the church. If you, amen, Jesus, solidified that, you can let us know so that the people can know, glory to God, how to get in contact with you or, amen, your social media page. Just give us all of those specifics and don't forget to, amen, Jesus, let us know for those that so desire to sow into your ministry on tonight. God bless you. We're going to turn the platform back over to you for final remarks, amen, Jesus, glory to God, and for the dismissal of the line, glory to God. You have the platform. God bless you.
Amen, amen. Thank you again so much for being with you, and I'm most certainly evangelist. Anytime you need me, you can call on me.
Mm-hmm.
I moved from Orlando to Ocala, Florida.
Okay.
And I think, if I'm not mistaken, you are where, in Jacksonville?
I'm further up in Tallahassee.
Oh, you're in Tallahassee. Okay, so I don't know how, if I came closer to Tallahassee or further away from Tallahassee, I'm not too sure. But I'm in Ocala, and
okay.
A matter of fact, this is where I'm beginning to work on launching the work here in Ocala.
Okay.
At present, I don't know, I'll talk to you offline to see what your schedule is, but I'm hoping by next month to start putting something in place. And I'll talk to you more about it offline. But to each and every one of you, and especially our intercessors and our prayer warriors, I encourage you tonight, oh God, please press forward. I know it's hard. We are living in some rough times, and we are fighting a real devil with some real forces. I mean, if I was to tell you all my testimony in the last few months, you know, of the battles and the struggles, but I'm victorious. God brought me through all of them, and I am so grateful. He tries to discourage you and try to make you think, well, God is not with you, not on your side, but I want to encourage you all, press on. This is ever a time for us to press forward. It's now. Don't even think about going back. Don't even think about the past. Let's go forward. And that thing that is new, it's a new move, it's a new wave of his glory that will never be like before. And you don't want to miss it. As the evangelist said, God, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. And we don't want to be left out of what God is about to do. And hey, get on board, because God is not forcing anything on anybody. He's not forcing himself, but I really pray that you will get on board in what he is doing. And I thank you so much once again for having me minister to you. You know, I'm not here looking for anything, but if it's anything, I'm just going to send the cash up, my cash up to the evangelist, and you know, she chooses to do whatever she wants to do with it. Okay, so God bless you, and again, thank you so much for having me.
Amen, amen. Glory to God, always such an honor. Glory to God, always such an honor, woman of God. And yes, we will definitely touch bases. And people of God, listen, if the Cash App number for the woman of God, if you would like to be a blessing, the Cash App number is $SHERMA63. And again, that's $SHERMA63. Amen. Glory to God. Whatever the Lord places on your heart, glory to God, whatever he places on your heart, people of God, we want you to be a blessing. We want you to sow, glory to God. This word has truly blessed us tonight. We want to sow in this anointing. Amen. If you don't have it tonight, glory to God, go ahead and take it down. Take that Cash App sign down, amen, Jesus, that Cash App address, and just whenever the Lord moves upon you, amen, Jesus, do reach out and be a blessing, amen.
90 seconds.
Dollar sign, again, that's dollar sign, S-H-E-R-M-A 63, amen. Glory be to God. Now, Father, we give you thanks and praise on tonight. We thank you again for this word. We thank you for this time. We thank you for this hour. Glory be to God. Now, Father, we're asking that you would keep us and cover us now, each and every household, each and every listener. Cover us and shield us now in that precious name, oh God. Father, for you to give your
angel
charge over us, to keep us in all of our ways. And we thank you tonight. We thank you for your covering. We're thanking you for being a shield, Father, that as we even now leave this line, but certainly not your presence, Father, continue to move upon the hearts of your people. Continue to move upon the spirit of your people on tonight. And we're thanking you for the work that you have begun. We're thanking you for this move. We're embracing this move on tonight. And Father, for this, we say yes, Lord. We say yay. Yeah, ma. Woo, glory to God. We say yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We give you thanks. We give you praise in that precious name, Jesus. Glory to God in every heart today. Say amen, amen, amen.
10 seconds.
God bless you, people of God. God bless you again on tonight. We look to see you again on tomorrow night. Don't forget. Don't forget, if you would like to get a copy of the broadcast, don't forget, you can actually go out to our Prayer News Network Facebook page, or you can go out to the new ReOp Prayer Group 52. You can go out there. Amen. And if you do not have social media, you can certainly Google Prayer News Network. Amen. And there you will get our most recent broadcast, which this is the most recent. Amen. If you would like us to send it to your phone, if you would like us to send you a copy to your phone, glory to God, listen, once you get this copy, people of God, we don't want you to just hold it, but we want you to send it. Send it, send it, send it. We cannot afford to hold this word. Glory to God. We cannot afford to. Glory to God. Certainly on tonight, text 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. People of God, as well, for our international listeners, if you would like to get a copy, amen, Jesus, you can actually go out to WhatsApp and text us there. Let us know. That number is 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. Amen. God bless you, people of God. We do look to see you or hear you. Amen. Gathered here on tomorrow night. Tomorrow night at 9 o'clock, we look to see you. We look to hear from you. Amen. Again, tell somebody about the Prayer News Network. We're trying to get this word out. Amen, Jesus, trying to win the loss at any cost. Amen. God bless you tonight. We appreciate you. Amen. And we look to see you again on tomorrow night. Blessings to each of you. In Jesus' name, amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.